All right, man. Ready to talk some shit.
Always.
Yeah.
Always ready, ever ready. You know what I mean? You know how it goes.
Yeah.
We're here
to do this shit.
Back in the building.
What a week, first of all.
What a week.
It's been a while since we had a jam-packed week like this.
It's been a while. Like,
it's been heavy.
It's been big story after big story, crazy thing after crazy thing. It's been absolutely weird, man.
Yeah, death. There's rape.
There's xenophobia.
Goodness.
Throwing in the towel.
Oh my goodness.
All of that shit.
Yeah.
All of that.
So, like, we'll start with Chipimo, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about him.
Elias, man. So, Elias Chipimo.
There was always the notion that he was, sort of like the guy that was next, right? I feel like.
Nah, not really.
No, as in terms of. Not practically. Like, that's the guy that ideally we all agree that he would be a great president.
He would be a great president, yes.
But yes. It's always been like, I don't know. Why don't we ever want to give him a chance?
It's too bougie. No, like, I would give him a chance.
Of course you would.
But the rest of the country wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like,
so is that why people don't vote for him? Because there's the thought of, I may be wasting my vote.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. But, like, that's how people vote in Zambia. People vote in tribal lines, and also people vote on, you know, like, if they're not voting on tribal lines, they're trying to get rid of the party that's in power.
Yeah.
So they'll go, it's like, which is the second biggest? And they'll vote for that party just to, it's like, let's get these fuckers out of the room.
Get them out of here.
It's like, yo, they're fucking up shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know. But, like, when Chipimo was on the radio station, be like, yes, what you're saying is true. Yeah. Everything. We love that shit. But, like, yo, just go join the UPND, man. or just come to the PF, man. You know what I mean? Like,
will you be surprised if he pops up in other colors?
No. I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised a little bit, but then again.
I think that's what he's going to do. I don't know. I have the feeling that that's what this is about. Especially with the stories that we've heard in the background that go down in politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, like, for me, in Zambian politics, I think that it makes sense to do that.
Mm.
If you are a Chipimo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, look, I've, you know, rocked with this party, done what I've been able to do, got it to the place where I can get it. But, you know, they're not rocking with me like that. So, I'd rather go be, I don't know, something, in, you know, like, stand as member of parliament, get adopted, you know, maybe become minister of something, you know, get a bigger platform, and then maybe in the next 10 years I'll try and run as president.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that would be a practical, that wouldn't be such a dumb thing to do in Zambian politics.
Yeah That's something HH should have done, and he would have been president by now. Remember back when they'd had the coalition?
The coalition.
Like, if he had gone ahead and just accepted the vice president role for a little bit. Dude would be president right now.
He would be president right now. So same thing with Nervous Mumba, I think.
You know what
I
mean? Him too.
If he wasn't too anxious for power.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
If
he was just a little patient. That's all he had to do, just patience, a bit of patience. Yeah. He would have been president.
But then, shouldn't Chipimo just have gotten like a relatable person that would stand next to him? Like, the person that people on, like, in the streets would be like, yeah. You know what I mean? Because then there would have been a balance between, oh, you got the bougie guy, and then you got the other dude who's able to, I don't know, speak at rallies or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, if he should have gotten a sidekick. I don't know. Maybe that would have been a gimmick that could have worked.
It would have been a gimmick. But, like, then again, which person? It would have to be a person that Zambians know.
And no person that Zambians know will agree to be like that.
Like, it's like, you can't put, like, Chishimba Kambwiri and Elias Chipimo in one room.
I mean, you would, if they're able to just put their egos aside, right? But then, Chishimba Kambwiri won't agree to become the vice president. He won't lead that shit.
Yeah, obviously.
And it would only make sense for that to be the case.
Yeah. or like yeah. Like a, the way a Boman Lusambo is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, he's not president or whatever, but like he's very vocal, he's yeah. out there. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't look like somebody who's going to, if he's going to submit, is probably just to EL. Nobody yeah. else.
I think Chipimo should have, I think if he is going to join some party,
yeah,
then maybe it could work for him. Because yeah. like people need to see that you've done something already. You yeah. know what I mean? I don't know. And maybe that's the flack that HH gets, because he's never held any public office. So it's just like, okay, you, I don't know. It's just, he speaks well, I guess. He knows how to,
yeah,
you know,
he's a get very down smart there. Man. I mean,
he's smart.
Yeah.
But then it's like, there's no example of work when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Like, I know he gives to, yeah. you know.
I think it's like, it was kind of like Anderson Mazoka. You know what I mean? Hmm. People wanted to vote for Mazoka. I think Mazoka would have been president eventually.
Yeah.
You know, if he didn't die. But the thing is, it's kind of like with the same thing with HH. But like, it's like, look, what do you want me to tell you? It's just like, look at how rich I am. Look at what I can do in my personal capacity.
Yeah.
What more if I became president? Hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, look at how I'm able to manage all of this wealth and how I'm able to create employment, all of these different things. What more if I was president? You know what I mean? It's one of those situations, because it's like they're so rich, you know.
Chipimo's got money though.
Yeah, but like not HH or, you know, Mazoka type money.
Yeah, but he's a successful person. He's not unsuccessful. If you said that, then, you know, you'd be wrong about it.
Yeah, but like,
and he's got brilliant ideas.
Yes, he's successful. But yeah. like, I'm talking about, you know, you employ thousands and thousands, possibly even, you know, third party, like millions of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are companies, like if HH said, I'm not supplying cows to you, it would be fucking wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, shit. Zambief would be like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that type of shit.
Yeah.
Like if you said, it's like, okay, I'm moving to South Africa or moving to Botswana and all of my businesses come with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be a problem.
It would be a problem. Like Mark O'Donnell, people like that, who's like, ZRA have to go there. It's like, oh, sorry, the taxes for this month. You know, the economy needs them. You know what I mean? Like, the economy needs, yeah. please submit.
Yeah.
The economy needs your taxes. Mm. That type of money.
So Chipimo was doomed from the start?
I think so.
Wow. That's crazy.
He was too clean for me. Like
he was too clean.
Okay, not for me, but like, you know, like for me, yes. But like, look, if
when
he
you
was
say too clean, what do you mean? Clean in terms of
clean
what?
Clean as in no sense of edge to him. You know what I mean? No willingness to rough it out. You know, like you, like if you went on a debate, it would have, the other person would have to be very calm, because if Chipimo, hypothetically speaking, if Chipimo was debating a Mike Osata, that would be a murder. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Because it's.
You mean he didn't have, or doesn't have, a very charismatic,
yeah,
personality or something.
Yeah,
like he's not. Okay, first of all, is he presidential? We would agree that he kind of is, right?
Like he kind of is.
If he goes out there to like the UN and shit, yes, you want him to speak.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So he's absolutely got that. But then you need more than that.
You need
that little spice, that little, you know, little yes. sauce.
And keep in mind, we're not just talking about just like, oh, be rough and, you know, like Mike Osata was.
Yeah.
You know, but like you had someone who was very well spoken, like FTJ.
Yeah.
But still very charismatic. Still very, just like, yeah. you sit down and you're like, oh, that's my president of the fucking UN, man. Shit.
I think story as well matters a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, FTJ especially, like, you know, he was a conductor, whatever. Yeah. Like, when people hear that, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
He went through this.
Zambia Congress of Trade Unions. He was arrested before.
Yeah.
All of that shit. So, yeah.
Mm.
It does. It does. Definitely.
It gives you a little edge. You know, Mike Osata also had his story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So, there was just nothing he could do.
No. Because for me, it was one of those things. Like, the past.
That's rough, bro.
the past, what, 2 years? It's like he's been very quiet.
Yeah.
He's been very quiet.
I think he was going through some things, man.
I think
it hurts personally. Where, like, you know you got, like, great ideas. And people just like, yeah, okay, we hear you, but we're not voting for you, bro.
But, like, then again, isn't that the true mark of a true leader, to keep going through the bullshit no matter what?
Yeah, it should be, right?
Like, it should be.
Where's the resilience?
Yeah. Because it's like I feel like that in my personal life. But, like, shit, I'm more talented than half of these motherfuckers out there. But, like, shit, they're making more money. So, like, what should I do? Like, just decide to stay home and quit?
No.
Like, no. Like,
you got to fight it out.
I got to fight it out. You know what I mean? Like, so, this is what I fucking do. So, maybe that's the... Maybe he's a quitter. Maybe it's good that he's quit.
Wow. What is his story?
I don't know, man.
Is he like a lawyer or something?
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, right?
Yeah, he's a lawyer. I think his father was a lawyer too, a very successful lawyer too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a lawyer.
I saw there was a conversation on Twitter where he was trying to recuse himself of some things about, I think there were issues of the nationalization of like, not nationalization, but like... when companies were being sold to like private firms and stuff like that, like he was involved. Mm-hmm. He was allegedly involved in those issues. Okay. And so they were like, yo, explain how, you know, your thing, whatever, what part did you play in this?
Yeah.
And he was just going on and on. It was just like, it just looked a little shady. You know what I mean? A little shady. It's like you contributed in this.
Yeah, but like they've been saying that shit about HH the whole time.
And that's something, monkey I don't think he could shake off his back.
Yeah.
It's just going to be there.
So why is Triple One getting affected?
I think it's just one of the many issues that he's had that just kind of drew him back. You know what I mean? But then again, it's like, even the people that brought up those issues, it almost sounded like an agenda. It's like, that's not a story that's just going around where people were trying to find out. And then it's just like... It was almost like an agenda to just like get him the fuck out of here, you know, because he put himself out there as somebody who was like, yo, I'm the guy that's going to respond to all your messages on Twitter.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. And so when questions come your way, you have to answer those questions. I mean, the tweets are there. You could go through his timeline and like see how he was explaining himself. It was almost like, yeah, I was there, but. My record was clean or something. Some issue like that. It's like, nah, bro. Like, you were involved in that shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, look. For me, Chipimo needs some... Like, as much sense as he has, right? He needs some education in Zambian politics and how to engage the Zambian citizenry. You know what I mean? Like, how to engage a Zambian.
How can he do that when he's been rich all his life? His father was rich, grew up rich, right? So it's like, I don't think that's where he's doomed. He doesn't speak like the typical Zambian, I think, on the street.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, he doesn't sound like a Zambian politician, for lack of a better term.
And that's the thing. Like people like HH... things speak like 10 languages.
Yeah,
that helps. You know what I mean? Like, that helps. It helps.
Yeah. So, and even when he speaks it sounds like a Zambian is speaking it.
Yes, yes.
But Chipimo's Bemba sounds like, you know.
Yeah.
International.
Private school. Yeah, exactly. International school.
You know? It's like, bro, you don't know the real struggles. You've never really gone through any of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, for me, for somebody like that, if you want to actually, you know, get to the top, Your road is longer, and you have to tell yourself that. I don't know, if you're 45, you should be like, okay, look, my goal is to stay in shape, stay healthy as fuck, you know what I mean? And I'm aiming for maybe like when I'm 45 now, maybe when I'm 60, I'll be president.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a good, healthy 60. That's my shit.
Yeah.
So if I have to go join political party so-and-so, you know, work my way through, because I'm already a brilliant person. I'm already a brilliant mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, get close to the reins of power. See how shit is done at that particular level. Get famous in the whole country.
Yeah.
You know? then you can, you know, even have like a little bit of like a bragging thing where you can say some shit, be like, ah, don't worry about, you know, political party so and so. You know, like you have that, you know, that little dismissive thing that Zambian politicians have. Because yeah. You need it. True. You know, you can't just be nice and polite and whatever. It's like you have to get to the place where you have to politic and engage the other person and say, it's like, what you're saying is nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's like in the back of your mind, it's like, shit, you got a point. Like, you're talking nonsense. You know
true,
what I mean?
True.
You have to have that. But like, Chipimo is such a nice guy. It's almost like you're not going to call him to the fight. You know? So like, he would have had to go that route and then be like, vice president. And then, vice president. And then it's like, okay, who's going to be our candidate in whatever. And it's like, no. Mr. Chipimo is already here. Let him just
go ahead.
Continue. He's been in the party for whatever.
Yeah. So then we'll never have a president of that ilk, that type of president in this country then. Like
not
a clean
time.
Guy.
Not anytime soon.
Speaks well, whatever.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like who's like, even right now, it's like, okay, you have EL, right? And he's the president now. But like, the famous ones, Tshishimba Kambwili. Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a threat.
Yeah, of
course.
Government
is going after him.
Of course.
He's got a lot of people following him. Why? Because of the way he speaks. Another very popular person is Boma Lusambo.
You think he'd be president someday?
I don't think so.
Oh, that'd be bad.
That would be horrible. But the thing is, it's like, I think he's at a place where he's seen so much. You know, like where it's like, oh, look, you were basically like, you know, youth chairperson, chief stone thrower.
Yeah.
And then now you're minister of the whole fucking city.
Yeah.
Capital city of Lusaka. You know what I mean? Like the whole province, sorry. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe president isn't too far away. Especially seeing that he gets on the streets, people love him, people, you know what I mean? They respond to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Every picture you take of him, no matter what he's doing, it just look. It's just, I don't know. I just want to laugh.
Yeah.
Or something. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, he's got weird facial expressions. Like,
yeah. So to people, he's relatable.
Yeah, he is relatable.
So like, if he starts walking around the malls, people would like, he's, whether he's in the mall or the markets in the compound.
Yeah.
He looks comfortable.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got enough money to be comfortable at Mandy Hill. More than enough money.
Of course.
All right. Wonder how he got so rich so quick. But
you wonder it?
Let's wonder together, shall we? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's able to contribute like, what, 2 million to his, to develop his constituency, like, okay.
Yeah.
That's like what used to be 2 billion.
Yeah. Exactly. Like,
okay. So you have 2 million to give away and you still have enough left over to buy Milimil? Shit. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The future of Zambian politics is very, it's interesting.
It's interesting, man.
Especially after 2021.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
I can't wait to see how crazy people are going to go. Like the politicians and shit.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be some drama somewhere.
But I think it's like maybe it might change a little bit, you know, like with the Antonio Mwanza's coming in, because Antonio Mwanza is in the Patriotic Front now. He used to be FTD spokesperson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a youngish guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More of this generation.
Yeah.
You know, the congratulations, you know, like that's, maybe there are new people coming in that might have different ideas. But like then again, you know. It takes a lot to get rid of the old bags.
Of course.
In this country.
Yeah. You just have to wait for them to grow old and just
die.
Retire and die, basically.
Die. They don't even retire, they just die.
Just die. All right, so let's see. What else do we get into? You want to talk about rape?
Yeah. Let's talk about rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is this social media, it's a trend now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just spreading all over the world where certain accounts are asking people to DM their situations.
Yeah.
And then, or whatever happened to them.
Yeah.
They can provide a name and just give the scenario of what happened, you know, how they got raped or whatever. And then that account will post the info on the timeline.
Yes.
But they will hide the person's ID. Identity.
Yeah.
And this has been happening for, I don't know, 2 weeks now or something like that?
A
week and a half or something.
Week and a half, somewhere there.
Yeah, and some of the names that were popping up was like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Famous people. People we know and love.
Yeah. And basically, we've seen some of them try to, you know, defend themselves and stuff.
Yeah.
So my immediate reaction to that was, oh, okay, great. You want to expose people, right? But then, of course, with social media, there'll always be people who will try to take advantage of a situation.
Absolutely.
And turn it into something else. That's a separate conversation that we're going to have. But first of all, how do you feel about all of this?
For me, let's just also get it straight that, because it's like social media was very heavy past week, like heavy in a negative way.
Oh, it's been rough.
You know, you're like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? I mean, like, the hashtag men are trash came back.
Of course.
What's wrong with men and all of that? And I totally agree with that. I totally agree with the sentiments. You know what I mean? The numbers that were being thrown up in South Africa about how many people are raped, that's how many women are raped that side. You know, it's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is going on? You know? And obviously this is, you know, it's worse in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like South Africa, it's just like, obviously there are people who get raped in Zambia. But like, it's not as bad as South Africa. And sometimes I wonder, it's like, I don't know, like, what's going on? Like,
maybe it's because there's more people there. So there'll be more, there'll definitely be more cases. Like, how many people,
there's population? There's more people in Nigeria, bro. But like, you don't hear, like, there's that many cases of rape in Nigeria.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Are we sure? Were they not numbers for Nigeria in that graph or...
No.
That information you were reading?
No, there wasn't. But like, the thing is, it's like, generally, it's just like, I don't know. But like, for me, the information that I've gotten, mostly, it's like, there's a lot of people who get raped in South Africa. A lot of women who get raped in South Africa.
Yeah.
You know? More so that, with like, the information comes out more. You know, like, if something is not a problem, then it's not going to come out. Or it's not that much of a problem, it's not going to come out. Or people are not going to start looking for it. But like, it seems like there's more of it in South Africa than the rest of the continent. The other places where you can say it's like, okay, there's a lot of rape is places where there's war.
Mm-hmm. Right? Of course,
it's like people take advantage. Because it's like, look, there's a lot of lawlessness.
Yeah.
You know, rebels do whatever they want to do. Rape whoever they want to rape. You know, there's no police stations. You can't take somebody anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shit like that.
There's no order.
There's no order, basically. So for me, we can argue about this. You can take me up on it. And maybe you can come with numbers and all of that shit. You know what I mean? But like, from what I have heard and what I have observed, and I'm not just talking about recently, even in the past 5 years, 7 years ago, it's like there's a lot of cases of rape that happened in South Africa.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered why.
Well, it's one of the countries with a very high crime rate.
Yes, that's one thing.
Yeah. So you've got a shitload of criminals. So to me, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet, if you look at, and I can't confirm this, but I'm just trying to put two and two together. It's like if there's the most violent city in the United States probably has a lot of rape going on over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing if the country with the most crimes committed in Europe will probably have a high rate of rape out there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that could be maybe a factor.
It could be a factor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I say that to say, it's like, look, there obviously needs to be, I don't know, like a change in terms of how women are perceived, you know, how we address women, you know. An overall change of mindset as to how we can proceed better, because the story of that 15-year-old, there was a story of a 15-year-old. You heard about that, right?
No. What was the story?
The 15-year-old basically got raped and killed.
Okay.
right? That's rough. That's what started causing the outrage. Just like, instead of just like you raped her and then you decide to kill her too. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking crazy. So it's shit like that. Oh, India as well.
Yeah, India.
India as well gets a, like, yeah, there's a lot of rape cases that happen that time.
That they say, I think there was a statistic that came out where they were like, India is the worst place for women and children to live.
You know.
Number one worst.
Yeah.
In the world. You know. And look, don't want to say anything crazy here, but like when you go online and you see people that are very most pervs online.
Yes.
Most of you see is Indians. I think every woman must have an Indian. Yeah, yeah. In their DMs talking about, yo, here, yeah. I was showing them their penis and shit
like that. Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anyway. So, look, there needs to be a conversation.
I wonder why, though.
Me too.
I think it's basically when you read about how, like, they treat women over there, it's crazy. It's like, you know, basically... how many stories have you heard of? Oh, this woman, like, it's like one issue. I think we even talked about it some time back where it's like if a man wants to divorce a woman, I don't know if this is in India or like another place in Asia, mm-hmm. where it's like you just have to say some word three times and then that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think we talked about that.
Yeah, the man is basically like, yo, if you're a man in India, it's great, but if you're a woman, it's pretty fucking wild. And like when you look at like, traditions and stuff, like the way a woman is supposed to treat the man, like she's not supposed to say no. I guess that also trickles down to places like here, like you know what I mean? You hear shit of it's like, yo, if a woman, like those old traditions where it's like when a man dies, his wife has to be given to his brother, or like the brother has to sleep with her to like cleanse her, like some stupid shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I think some of this shit, some of this stuff stems from tradition. You know what I mean?
It definitely does.
Because it's like when you look at how, when you look at the core of some of the traditions that are out there, it basically shows you, it's like, oh, look, this is how we perceive this gender. It's like they are lower than. Yeah.
They're less than.
So if you grow up thinking like that.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem, you know.
It's such a multifaceted issue.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. That's why it's like we can't break it down in totality here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's there's so many different aspects that have to come in, and just it's like, look, we have to basically change our perception of women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they're not less than, they're not sexual objects. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like
now most of the cases that were being put forth on Twitter had something to do with alcohol. Most of them. It's like, oh, I got drunk and then I woke up, I couldn't remember anything.
Yeah.
And this guy was naked, or there was discharge from my private parts or something, stuff like that, right? Yes. And so it got me thinking, it's like, look, I honestly think because of the way the world is set up, we'll never get to a point where it's just good people around. Mm-hmm. It's never gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I think we should have a conversation of men should change and stuff, but some people won't.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like there will always be racism in the world.
True.
Tribalism is always going to be there. Like, this shit will always be there. So it's like, if we take that, or maybe that's a very pessimistic way of looking at things. Maybe we'll get to a point where things are level. I don't see that happening, but maybe it will, right? Mm-hmm. But even when we get to that point, you can't measure that.
No, you can't.
It's not something you can quantify. So it's like, if you know, if you and I know, at least for the next 50 years, shit will still be the same. What do we do to make sure that shit like this doesn't happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, as a woman, I feel like you just got to take extra precautions. You know what I mean? I know, yes, men people will do shit. People have, like, you know, intentions. And, yes, men should change. But as a woman, I feel like women need to be more careful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to walk into a place and there's a likelihood of something happening in terms of, let me give, like, a scenario. I don't know. If you're going to go into a war zone, you're not just going to be carefree about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to maybe carry a weapon or something like that to prepare yourself in case some shit goes down.
I mean, like...
You know what I mean? Yeah,
absolutely. Totally get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you live in a neighborhood and then you, in your neighborhood, when you're going to school, there's three bullies who pick on you every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you going to do? All right? You're in grade 5. All right? Your school is... You're not moving. Your parents stay there. They own the house. And you're going all the way to grade 12. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Get beat up every single day when going to school?
Mm.
I don't know. Dad, sign me up for martial arts.
Yeah.
Pick up a brick.
Do something.
Do something. You know what I mean? Your parents can go to those kids' houses and tell them, don't beat up my child. Don't beat up my child. Don't beat up my child. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll listen. Maybe they won't.
Maybe they won't. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that particular case, maybe men will change. Maybe men won't. So it's up to you as well to sort of like, yeah. While we're having that conversation of men need to change. Men need to change. You know what I mean? Don't stop that conversation.
That conversation shouldn't stop.
Shouldn't stop. But, like, also just take precautions, like Chrome said. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
be more careful.
You have to.
You have to.
Yeah, I know someone might listen to that and go, come on, you're like, whatever. It's like, no, just say men should change. Yeah, of course, men should change.
Yeah.
But while that conversation is being had, there's still predators out there. And you don't know. Some of these guys come out like they're the nicest guys ever. You know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe that's what makes you put your guard down. But no, like...
Don't. Don't.
Yeah, you just have to be ready for anything. You know what I mean? You know, it's like... It's crazy how, like, you know... I always used to wonder sometimes. You invite somebody to, like, you know, you want to hang out.
Yeah.
And they all, like, come with, like, an extra friend or something. And then it's like, okay, I don't know, is it... Do you just like your friend or something? Or
yeah.
But then eventually you realize it's like, oh no, she brought her friend to make sure that...
You are not some fucking weirdo.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That women are getting... We, like, because of this shit...
Yeah.
Women are forced to, you know, get to this point where, like, this is what you have to do to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is actually one of the precautions that we're talking about.
Yes.
That's a step. Like, yeah.
Yes.
If you don't trust somebody.
Show up with a friend.
Show up with a friend.
Show up with a friend.
Have a taser gun or have some pepper spray. I don't know. Something.
Something. Because I was talking to somebody. And she was telling me, it's like, oh, just like, she's got family in SA. And she was basically saying, it's like her sister had to get a taser gun. You know what I mean? After that whole, you know, especially this whole xenophobia shit.
Yeah.
The girl who got raped. And... they found out that one of their childhood friends actually raped someone.
Wow.
And then afterwards, they found out just like, actually, they are sort of like in a group. The guys are in a group where they, it's kind of like whether she wants it or not, she's going to get it.
Wow.
And it's like a group of friends that like, of niggas who've decided it's like, yo,
this is just what we
like a chick, it's like, she's going to get it no matter what.
Wow.
And that just... basically fucking rape. You know what I mean? Like,
it is.
It is.
Yeah.
So it's like, now imagine having someone you know, like, around those niggas.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy. You know? But like, the thing of just having, and I think the problem is, again, tradition, even religions.
Yeah.
Okay? You can go from Christianity to the Muslim faith, the biggest ones, right? Muslims, Saudi Arabia as developed as it was. Women are only what? Going to start driving next year or this year?
Something like that. I think they already have started
driving. They've already started, right? Yeah. But like, what do you mean? I can't drive myself?
Yeah.
So it's like, keep in mind, some of these are educated PhD holders, doctors, and the law says you can't drive.
Yeah.
Because you're a woman. Nothing else. Exactly. Because you are a woman, you can't drive.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to drive.
Exactly.
Because it's seen as, you know, like a position of leadership or whatever. Exactly. So like, you're not supposed to be in the background.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's things like that.
That cause like all of this shit.
All of this shit.
You know what? Like I'll give an example of us as guys, like when we're hanging out and you're like around people that you don't know? I don't know. Like for me, a friend of mine, I think you've met him before. Mm-hmm. Usually like hangs out with guns. One of those twins, you know? One of the twins that we, I tell you, we grew up on the same street or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I told you about that.
Yeah.
Like one of the guys got poisoned.
Oh.
And he, until this day, guys, the guys don't know who fucking did that. Right.
Wow.
And so it's like, I equate that to a woman having a date rape drug thrown into her drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, maybe not equate. I'm just saying maybe they're like similar situations,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like for you to not get poisoned, don't you have that in the back of your mind when you go out and drinks are going around and stuff like that? Like,
yeah.
You have like an extra little eye out to make sure that nothing's in your drink.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, it's just like, look, because it's like we started hearing these stories of like, nigga was drinking with his boys or whatever. Or with people. He was drinking. It was at the bar. You know, maybe some people he knows, you know, from the same road, same hood, whatever. And then you find it's like, oh, no, he died. I know he was poisoned. It's like, so, like, who poisoned him?
We don't know.
He was drinking with, like, people. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, who poisoned him? Who hated him that much? So, like, even me, like, right now, no matter how pressed I am, I have to finish my beer before I go take a leak.
Straight up.
I don't leave my beer out open.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to.
You have to. You have to finish your beer. And I do that all the time now.
Exactly.
So like now I'm more cautious. It's like I don't know who doesn't like me in here. Maybe I got his girl. I don't know how many years ago.
Exactly.
You know, slept with his sister. I don't know. You know. And it's like he's just in there and be like, this motherfucker is here.
Yeah.
Throw some shit in your drink and it's like to him it's like whatever. You know,
yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck about me. He doesn't care. If I died tomorrow, he would not shed a tear.
Yeah.
You know, so like shit like that. Like, I'm like, I never, ever live a beer.
Me too.
You know,
me too. That,
yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
So that's a preventative, like, measure.
Measure, yeah.
You take.
Yeah.
Just one of the many, I'm pretty sure, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's the same thing I think that women, I think, should take up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, if you're able to control a situation, you know, if you're able to prevent a situation.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Don't take a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm just, this is like, this is something like, I feel like that's a perfect example for, I think, guys. I think that an example that we can all kind of like relate to. You know what I mean? Because there's times where we're all chilling and whatever, drinks are going around and stuff. And you don't know.
Yeah.
You got to make sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, I'll give you an example of my personal situation, right? Like, there's somebody I know, we both know. But, like, the thing is, it's like, back in the day, there's this girl I used to talk to. She was in Namibia, whatever.
Yeah.
Started talking to her. She came to see me at the office. You know, created like a friendship, you know. Wouldn't even talk to her that much. She disappeared. You know, she would pop up on Facebook once in a while, you know, in the inbox. It's like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But, like, it's one of those where it's like I would genuinely care because it's like, oh, no, my mom is not around, whatever. It's like having to my financial problems here and there, you know. Couple of months down the line, it's like, oh, I'm pregnant. And the person who made me pregnant is so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, I've heard dude, you know, and all of that shit. And fast forward to whenever she has her kid, whatever, meet up with this guy. We work together for a while. We go downstairs at Power FM. Mm. He buys me beers, whatever. And then fast forward to a number more years, we're at his house, and then it was after Bri, something happened, and then everybody left, and then Chromes and I were the only ones who were left. And then he pulls me aside, and he was like, yo, I want to tell you something. And I'm like, yo, what up? It's like, yo, I really didn't like you. And I'm like, keep in mind, like, this is like 7 years.
Yeah.
We've had beers with dude.
Wait, which dude is this? I'm confused. I don't remember this.
Do I know the story? I did not like you.
Who was this dude? Describe him. or something? What would give it away for you?
Smart, tall.
Smart, tall.
Weird.
Beard. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So he was like, I did not like you.
Okay.
Whatever, whatever. And I'm like, it's like, why? It's like, oh, no, because of my baby mom. It's like, nothing happened between me and your baby mom. It's like, okay. Whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay. But like, keep in mind, it's like, this is like 7 years.
Yeah.
Of you working. And somebody with them. Carries this with them and you think you're cool.
Yeah.
You know? But like, think about it, if it was somebody who was like, still like, yo, fuck
spiteful
this nigga.
And shit.
And still spiteful. It's like, he would have put something in my drink and be like, yeah, fuck this nigga.
Yeah.
And Fnatic's dead.
Straight, because of some girl he doesn't even really care about.
I don't even give a shit about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fucking hell. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You just never know. You just never know.
That's the thing. You just never know.
Yeah.
You know?
But then that's just one part of the story. There's other issues of, you know, people, men who want... they'll give you a job if you sleep with them type shit. Like, those things are still going on. There's stories in the music business where it's like, you know, if a woman wants to record or something, niggas want to tap that.
Tap that before.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, look, roping it back to, you know, the accounts that were created. It's like, okay, look, send us your stories. We'll name the person and all of that, right? Yeah. Several people were mentioned. Some people I actually know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah.
Some people that I know.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. You know? Yeah. The first one that was mentioned was somebody I know. And he's just, you know, he's just kind of a big man. Mm. You know what I mean? Very qualified, you know, very good profession. You know, the professions that you want your children to be. He's got a PhD, all of that.
Yeah.
Very brilliant man. Heard stories here and there that, you know, he kind of likes, you know, university girls and all of that.
Yeah.
And then the people that popped up to mention him, one of them was actually, it's like, because someone tagged me. It's like, yo.
Imagine this.
Look.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
And his picture was there and everything.
No, there was no picture.
Just his name.
Just his name.
Yeah.
You know? And then somebody else came back, I think 2 or 3 days later, and said, it's like, oh, he actually, we went back to a room or whatever, and then he drugged me. That's what they said, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. It's, you know, like, it's different when you say, it's like, oh, we had alcohol, he slept with me without my consent. But like, when you say he drugged me, that's another level. That's that Bill Cosby shit.
Yeah.
It's like, then you start wondering, it's like, oh, how is this your thing? Is this what you do? You know what I mean? Because then it's different. It's like, oh, no, I got the lines crossed. I thought she wanted it, whatever.
Yeah.
All of that shit. Yeah, there can be miscommunications. Like, I didn't want to sleep with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Or I did not intend to sleep with you. Shit just happened. But I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then that whole, he put a drug and then you're basically having sex with somebody who's asleep and out, passed out.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a different, like, I just thought about that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow.
The person is passed out. Like, and then you're busy doing stuff.
Wow. You enjoying yourself? Ew.
That's sick.
That's horrible.
So for me, when I looked at it, the first one, I was like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
The second one, I was like, And I'm like, if this is real, for me in my head, it's like, if this is not real, this man is going to come after them.
Yeah.
Because he's got the capacity to do that.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He plays around with the law. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come after them. If he gets wind of this, he's going to come after them. Like, with the whole constitution.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, to a certain extent, I was like, maybe he should see this stuff. Because then, if it's true, you know, then he won't say shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's not true, he will come after them and we'll see what happens. Because that's the thing we were saying. It's like, look, every movement, like the Me Too movement, all of that shit, you know, had negatives and positives. And then you had certain people popping up from nowhere. It's like, oh, he raped me. Oh, Drake raped me. Oh, me too. Drake raped me.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah. And that's what I was alluding to when we started the conversation. I was like, this presents an opportunity for some spiteful people to just throw you under the bus.
Yes.
Because maybe, I don't know, maybe you didn't call them after the thing or something. Yes. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, you had sex with them once and then you know, it's just like you deleted their number or you blocked them.
Yeah. And then, you know, I remember I was having a conversation with a colleague. I told them that. And they were like, no, there's no way that could go on, whatever. I'm like, I just don't see how someone can say that's not possible. For someone to take advantage of this. Yeah. Because basically what's going on is when somebody is named and shamed, it's almost like immediately everyone believes it. And what if...
Yes.
What if it's not true?
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, there was some of them that were like, somebody posted a picture and you look at the guy, you're like, yeah, nah, this motherfucker a racist. Guys, I'm telling you.
Like, you judged him anything, really?
Some niggas just look rapey, bro. I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, especially the ones that, involved someone trying to get a job.
Or something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think in that case, and that's why I'm a little torn in between the issue of not giving names.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like one side of me, I'm like, yeah, like you. I think you should put your name out there so that, you know, we know, right? But then in the other space, it's like if you do put your name out and then you call, like, you call out a CEO, for example, and they come after you.
It's going to be heavy.
That could be heavy. And also that may mess up your opportunity of getting jobs in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or something, you know, because these niggas know each other and shit.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So I feel like there's one part of me was like, give us your names so that niggas can recuse themselves or whatever. But then also there's that other aspect that I just talked about, which is like some shit could mess up, like, you know. But then again, there's like I think the name should be there because it's like, what if you're lying?
Yeah, yeah. Because like, for me, what I was saying is, even with all of this, and when I keep saying it's like the influential people, especially the ones who are very influential, it's like might come after them because it's like they have a, it's like, look, at the end of the day, your name is your brand.
That's
who you are.
Yeah,
you know. So if it goes around that, you know, CEO so-and-so is a rapist and the three girls he raped, you know, it's like the MD, you know, if you sit down with the Minister of Finance, you'd be like, this guy, this is nonsense, bagger and a half children.
Exactly.
At the same school that he went and raped children, you know what I mean? Like, you have to think about it like that. You have to think about it like that. So the people who have the reputations, their names, their name is their reputation. So soon as that's drugged through the mud, it could be game over for them, you know, and their children. And they can't put food on the table because of that. You know what I mean? So,
but they deserve it if it's true.
They deserve it if it's true. But like for me, what I was saying is like, for me, I thought, okay, yeah, the name and shame, cool, right?
Yeah.
But like for me, it would be, you need to go a step further.
It just can't end there.
It can't just end there because then it's not fair because then it's someone who screamed, so-and-so raped me, and then my name is out there. It's like, oh, so you're the rapist? And how do I defend myself if I don't know who my accuser is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah.
I can't. And then, but the thing that I said, it's like, look, if I'm a, hypothetically, if I'm a lawyer, and that was the thing about that whole name and shame thing. It's like if it was under a bigger umbrella of, I don't know, women's lobby group, an association where it's like, look, yes, we have the names of these people, you know, and if you have a bone to pick, we'll give you the name of this person. It's like, this is the person you accused. Are you saying this did not happen? And then you can take it up further wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And then the women's lobby group can be like, okay, look, we have lawyers or whatever, legal aid.
It should be more.
And legal aid and whatever.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking makes sense.
Yeah, legal aid. And, you know, this person will be protected. Because it's like, look, if you got raped, I feel you have an obligation to fellow women. Because it's like, if your rapist is running around, then they're traumatizing other people too.
True, true. Damaging people's lives.
It's your responsibility to make sure that shit does not happen.
Yo, why hasn't somebody thought of that?
I don't know, bro.
Because it's like, look, I know the Believe Us Zambia account is the one that was doing that, and they're actually shutting down.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think they tweeted something about Zikta asking for the names and stuff, and they said they were not going to give out this information. I think they got shut down. I don't think they...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they didn't just willfully stop.
No.
Like, because whoever's running that was really... I think it was good that they started it. You know what I mean? Because this is a conversation that needs to be had. But then I think that aspect that you've just added needed to be like, you know, like this is the issue. And I feel like after... When somebody goes there to that organization, gives the name, whatever, if you want the records, like you should be able to... There should be like a rapist. There should be like an offender list. Don't they have like a sexual predator list or something like that in the United States? Like this is your sexual offender like that.
They are. And what actually happens if you have a child molester, say move into Kablonga.
Yeah.
Surrounding areas or whatever, you will all be sent a message. It's like, look, there's a person in apartment 4B and they are a child molester. Yeah. They've been convicted on cases like this before. So you know, everybody is going to get that message and they'll know. It's like that nigga in that particular room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't go and send, it's like, oh, Junior, go play video games.
Yeah.
You know, there.
Yeah.
You will be more cautious. And that's what they do.
I think that's what we need to do.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that should be the end result of that particular, that idea. You know, I feel like the belief of Zambia should go that far down. It's like, okay, look, this is how far we'll go. We got lawyers, probably pro bono.
Yeah.
So to go ahead and do this. And then at the end of it, when that person gets convicted for it, they officially go on to the list. You know what I mean?
Because then you have sexual... Predators. Who are just running around.
Yeah.
You know, again, for me, if you got raped, yes, and I understand I've never been molested before, it's traumatizing and all of that. But as traumatizing as that is, why would you want somebody else to go through it? Why would you want 10 other women to go through it? I feel like it's your responsibility to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, make sure it does not happen again. It's your responsibility to do that. It's like, look, it's him. You know, you can't just be like, it's him, and then you go away. It's like, but like, what's the proof? What happened? No, that's just know it's him.
Yeah.
And then we don't know you. And that's what I was saying. So it's like, especially with that, the same, I forget the name.
What?
The same account.
Believe Us Zambia.
Believe Us Zambia. It would be different if it's a journalist, because journalists have a right to hide their sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's their right. They're protected by the law. They're supposed to hide their sources. But like, if you're not even journalists, is you're just a person who decided to do this, it's like, what right do you have to just be dropping the names as they're given to you? It's like, do you vet the people that send you these stories, or is it just copy and paste?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Then you just be a reporter.
Yeah. Then you're just reporting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a story of somebody who was caught having sex at school with her boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And then the janitor walks into the toilets and then finds these two having sex, going at it.
Yeah.
And then the boy runs away. And then the janitor goes like, it's like, look... janitor, cleaner, whatever it is that you want to call them. It's like, I'll report you to the headmistress. Getting to the headmistress, she starts crying. She's like, he raped me.
Wow.
It's like, this guy raped me. He found me in the bathroom and he raped me. And the man was fired.
Fuck.
Later on, months later, that's when it was found out that, you know, it's like, there was actually a boy. It's like, because she told the story to her friends.
Then they
and then they were like, oh no, it's like, oh no, we're doing it, fun, having sex with them, whatever, in the bathroom, in the toilets. And then they caught me. So like, you know, it went through the grapevine, and then a couple of months later it was found. Like, and then the man was brought back. Yeah. But like, somebody was accused of rape just like that, just that easily. You know what I mean?
That's rough.
That's rough.
And actually, like, one of, I think I read like a few tweets where someone said one of the people admitted to them in person that they had submitted information about a dude being a rapist, and it wasn't even true.
Yeah.
Like, just because they had like a personal issue.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how do you navigate that? You know, because like I said, the colleague I was having a conversation with, I'm like, yo, like, we can't. I feel like, yeah, like, name and shame. But then again, it's like, there should be the aspect of like, let the guy give his side of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Just in case, because some people are going to take advantage of this situation.
Yes. And a lot of, and douche, like, that I shit. I feel like a lot of people have, you know what I mean? Because it can't, and that's what I was saying, it's like, it can't just end there. You know, because it's like, okay, yes, you've said this, and then what? And then what? You're not pressing charges, you're not doing anything, and then what?
Yeah.
That's it? That's where it ends? You named somebody on Twitter, and then that's it?
We end there?
We end there with an issue that's this serious.
It's deep.
It's deep,
you just, man, can't end there.
You just can't end there. It's not right.
Yeah. And if that did happen, right? And you're scarred, so you want to make sure that you know, whoever did that goes down. Like, that's the whole, we got to make sure all of them get dealt with. You know what I mean? Because I got sisters,
yeah,
got aunts and nieces and stuff like that. And so it's like, I don't want them to go through any of that shit. You know what I mean? And so, name and shame, get them out of here. But let's go a step further and, like, you know. Like you said, it just can't end there. Like, you know,
it's not just right for it to end there.
Yeah,
you know? It's like, then it's just something that happened on Twitter. It's just some social media stuff, and we can dismiss it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
people would dismiss it because it's like, ah, that's all you did. Say somebody was a rapist. Oh, okay. What if it's my crazy ex? And that's the thing. It's like, sometimes I was saying, it's like, you know, like, sometimes because of the people we hang out with. And, you know, we're reasonable. We argue about shit. But, like, mostly, you find it's like, very reasonable people. It's like, I would never go and accuse somebody of rape who did not do that.
Yeah.
But, like, there are other spiteful people. There are people who, like, it's like, yo, somebody is cheating on my girlfriend, on my boyfriend. Oh, it's like, look, I'm a chick, right? It's like, oh, some chick is fucking around my boyfriend. And then you go get your cousins. Your cousins have nothing to do with that beef. And then they go fuck up somebody. It's not even your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's not your fucking boyfriend. Why are you that fucking petty? Because I told you that she's sleeping with my boyfriend. Then you go and beat her up.
Yeah.
You go and inflict bodily harm on somebody. If we ask the people we hang out with, it's like, oh, I can never do that. Too much pride. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, but that happens all the time. You hear about shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, if somebody is like that, or hypothetically, he's like, oh, he was supposed to marry you. He even brought tumbale at your house and whatever. And then last minute decided, ah, fuck this shit. Got married to your cousin instead.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that motherfucker traumatized you.
Yeah.
You just, like, there was even down payments of shit put down. You were talking about buying a fridge, all of that shit. And it's like, you're still mad. Could be a year later.
Yeah.
He's married with whatever. It's like, yo, this nigga raped me. And people can do that.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible.
We can't say it can't happen because it's happened before.
Yes.
So, yeah. But then again, you know, some people will listen to that and say, yo, you guys are just, you know.
Nah, man.
Being apologists or something. I don't know. I hope nobody gets sentiment from that.
for me, I say it can't. It shouldn't end there. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to say something about, if you're going to accuse people of being rapists and whatever, or they raped you, not saying that it's not true, but like, what we're saying is it can't stop there. It can't end there, because then you haven't done any justice. You've called them out. You know, next week, I don't know. there might be a plane crash in Osaka. Nobody is going to be talking about this.
Yeah.
Nobody. It's like it would have just been a little flash that happened sometime in 2019.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. And we tend to move away from shit quickly.
Quickly.
In this country.
Quickly.
Yeah. And like, I feel like if it happened, right, you won't just want it to be like a distant memory. Like you want it to go somewhere. And then here's the thing, right? I feel like this, what we're saying should be, I think it should be received by both genders, because at the end of the day, right, if there's people who are lying about it, they fuck it up for people who are actually telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then you cast doubt.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it should be, ideally, it should be a case of, yeah, this nigga did this shit, and we should all be like, yep,
mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
But then again, you got to think of the other side of things where some people, because maybe somebody just, they're just bored on that day.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is what's going on? Shit, let me make up a story. And there you go.
And it happens. It happens. Possible. You know what I mean? It's very possible. So the thing is, like, that's why you have the law. You know what I mean? The law is there to hear both sides of the story,
mm-hmm.
right? And then decide. Okay, it's like, look, no reasonable doubt here. There's no doubt here. This nigga is definitely guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No doubt. But like, as soon as you start casting doubt, that's where you find that, you know, if it's in the case of the United States, there's a jury and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one person can be like, I really don't believe she was raped. And everybody's like, 10 people believe she was raped.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're the last guy. It's like, I really don't believe. And then that's why you have a hung jury.
Yeah.
It's like, they can't decide.
Yeah.
Because one nigga is like, I really don't believe that shit.
True.
Oh, why didn't she scream for help? Why didn't she do this? You know what I mean? So you don't want that case of doubt where people start be like, really? Because then you're grouped with other people. Because it's like you've given your individual story, but like before you, there's other stories. And then it's like, this one doesn't look like a real story. And then this one looks like a real story. But like then you're casting doubt on, you know, people's opinions.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's like it should not just end there. Let it go on.
Yeah. I think the presumption of guilt straight out the bat.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a crazy concept to me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It
like
is.
I understand, like, yeah, rape is like a very serious issue, but when you do give your story, and I guess this is where it shouldn't just end there. Like, I want to hear what the nigga has to say about this shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of the guys that was mentioned, right, happened to be a mutual friend of the colleague that I keep on referring to mm-hmm. that I was mm-hmm. having a conversation with. And she said she had a personal experience with him where they were in the same room or something. And it's like he hinted at trying to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then she told him, nah, nigga, we ain't not doing shit. And he just fell back, like, oh, all right, cool.
Oh.
And then they went to, from there, they went to his house or something like that. And then he was just normal. And then the next thing, he was one of the niggas that would, like, mention the story. So I was like, oh, so do you believe the story? Even after you had the experience with him?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, believe him. I'm like, okay. But, I mean, she says she believes that he did it, which was, a girl was passed out drunk in the car, and then the guy took advantage of the situation, which is horrible, right? But then if you had a personal experience with this guy where he tried, or he asked, or maybe he gestured at wanting to do something, and then you said, no, we're not doing shit, and he didn't try to force himself on you, like, doesn't that kind of make you maybe be like, okay, like...
Is he capable of doing something
like
unless
that?
Unless she's heard something more.
She didn't hear anything. It came as a shock.
Oh.
To her, right? So I'm like, okay. If you have a personal experience with somebody.
Yeah.
Where he was a gentleman, then how do you now just
believe that he's able
to do like straight out the bat.
Yeah,
like, yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I guess that's I don't know, man. Like, social media. I don't know. But like, you know, like with in the era of false news, fake news, like you have to take everything with a pinch of salt, you know?
Mm.
You have to be like, oh, okay, so this is your story. Okay, cool. And I'm not just going to be like, yeah, I believe you. He actually did it. It's like, I haven't heard his side of the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, as brave as you were coming out with that particular story and saying what you said, I feel like there should also be a certain level of consistency in terms of, if this goes further, I will stand by my initial statement.
Yeah.
That he raped me. If he comes at me with the whole book, I will stand by my statement that he raped me. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, man.
Because, like, I think there's certain times where it's like, she told me some story of, and what I'm trying to say is, like, sometimes something could happen and maybe you have a different perspective of the thing. Maybe the woman walks away feeling like, nigga, you violated me. And maybe for the guy, it's like, this is cool, right? Yeah. Or the lady, or the guy feels violated. Like the story I told on this podcast, where there was a lady that I was seeing one time and she was very forceful. Like, I don't remember which episode it was. It was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like one of those.
You just mentioned that shit.
Yeah. Like, where it's like, okay, look, today, I don't want to do this shit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, she keeps on coming on to be a shit.
Yeah.
She walked away from that situation feeling like, we're seeing each other, and if I want to do this shit, I want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in that situation, she made me feel uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
So there's sometimes issues where, like, something goes down. You're not comfortable with that situation, but somebody else, because maybe they're conditioned a certain way, they're walking away feeling like, you know, nothing fucking happened, right?
For real. For real.
So it's like, there's an example she gave me of someone. I think this is a story that went around on social media or something, right? Where this lady says she went to a guy's house and I think they had met maybe like a few days prior or something. They went on a date or something, you know. And naturally, after a while, you know, I think the guy invited her to the house, to his house. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, come over, let's chill. So she goes over to his house, right? And then basically they're watching TV or whatever, Netflix and chill shit, right? And then, you know, they start getting close, whatever. He touches her back or whatever. Like, she was uncomfortable, but she didn't voice it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, they start making out. And then he kind of, like, moves her head towards, like, his crotch or something, area. Like, trying to make her give him head or something. She pulls back or whatever. Or, actually, she didn't. Not forcefully, but just like kind of like shift the situation to something else.
Okay.
And then maybe like they continue like making out or whatever. And then what did she say? It was something like he kept on going on, coming on to him, to her.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't pushing him off or anything.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything and they ended up having it. Okay. Right. And then apparently that wasn't consent, like she didn't consent to it, right?
Okay.
So essentially she got raped. It's like a blurry line there, because, you know, after that, like, you know, he called her a cab or something, she went home and he texted her like, yo, I had a good time. Like, in his mind, they just had a good time, like, as people who, you know. But for her, she gave in to the situation, and then she was uncomfortable, something like that, right?
Okay.
So, like, there was no consent there, so that was rape, you know what I mean? So that's the situation where it's like, the guy's walking away from that, feeling like, yo, we just had a good time. And then she walked away from that, like, I didn't give him consent. I don't know, it was a weird story like that. If somebody knows this story, throw it in the comments or something, or give us a link or some shit. I don't know.
Like, look, the C word, consent. I think that's why sometimes.
So
I
it's feel like blurry.
It's blurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very blurry, because that's why I feel like sometimes it's like you should voice out. Like, if you don't want to do something, let it be known.
Yeah.
Okay. if you're one of those who's probably just like, maybe after the end of the night you'd be too excited or too just, you know, in the zone, say it at the beginning of the fucking date or the fucking chill. You know what I mean? Like, just be like, just like, I actually don't want to have sex with you today. Do not take advantage of me because I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And please say it with a serious face.
Don't laugh.
reach into that particular bag. And
yeah.
You know, like, women have that. It comes out at one point when you're dating and you see it's like, oh, so this is her mad face? And it catches you off guard, you know what I mean? But it's like, shit, she's just like, you know, her nose is blurring and whatever, flurring, you know? So, like, have that conversation, you know? It's like, if it has to be that shit. For me, I feel like I would probably be in that situation if I was single. I'd probably be asking like, yo, you sure you want to do this? You
know what I mean?
Take
a
top
sure.
off. You know what I mean? It's like, so, are you sure you still want to do this? You know what I mean?
No, before something goes down, I will ask you like,
several
a few
times.
Like, are you
can
sure
I have
about
that in writing?
Shit?
Type shit.
Can I just ask? Are we going to get to that
sign
point?
Sign here, just, you know, and then the fingerprint after the fact. It does.
I think for me, I don't. There's some people who are so confident with just, like, I don't know, you just go up and try to start doing something. I don't know. I'm not that guy. Like,
yeah
I'm going to take my goddamn time. Like, we're not jumping straight to some shit. I need to read your energy. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
We're going to have conversation. It has to like, you know, like, I have to be absolutely sure
that this is what it is.
This is exactly what, like, you want to do.
It's just like, oh, so that eggplant that you sent me, like, that means a penis. You want my penis? just so we're clear. It's like, yeah, it's just like, but like, then again, it's like, it'll probably count, you know, on a lighter note, it will probably just like remove the, you know, the innuendos, you know, like the hinting shit and, you know, the back and forth banter that happens between women before, you know, you actually get to that particular, you know, situation.
Yeah.
All right. But it's like, okay, so we're talking about sexual intercourse, right? Like, yeah. So you want to have sexual intercourse with me and you're okay with it? It's like, is this fine? Are you comfortable? Type shit. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it is what it is, man.
All right, man. They've shut down the account.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we said, I think it should probably sprout up as like an organization. I'm very sure there's a lot of donors that are ready to.
Yeah, no, you know, absolutely.
I just hope it won't be somebody who is just trying to capitalize off of this.
Yeah,
I you know what I mean? Because there will be people like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're just in it for the money.
Yep.
All right, so xenophobic attacks.
Xenophobic attacks in South Africa. Let's talk about that shit. South Africa is at it again. This is not the first time. How many times has this shit happened?
It's been happening.
You know what I mean? And the amazing thing is like, the amazing thing in a very fucked up way is they announce this shit. They announce this shit like prior.
They announce it in terms of we're gonna do this?
Yeah. Because it's like there were warnings about Zambian drivers going to South Africa because they were like, yo, if you niggas come down here on the whatever,
we're gonna fuck you up.
We're gonna fuck you up. And like the government actually made pronouncements on radio, different media outlets. It's like, yo, don't go to South Africa. Don't go to South Africa. Be very careful. You know,
damn.
If you're out there and you can come back this week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like they announced this shit. And then on the day that they say they're going to do it, they do it.
And they all went out and it's like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. Let's go and kill some foreigners now.
Yes, let's go.
That's crazy.
Kill some foreigners. You know?
That's fucked up.
That's very fucked up.
Yeah.
And the one thing for me, the one thing that I looked at in this particular situation is the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, right? Like he was very about it.
Yeah,
because did you see his speech?
Yeah, very lackluster. like, look, he kind of fueled this shit because there was a time when they were on that campaign trail, and he was like, "Yo, this is our land.
This, yes,
yeah,
don't
like
let the foreigners take it.
Yeah, shit like that. He was
shit
saying
like that,
and so that's where it's like, yo, he actually took his time because it's like, well, how do I maneuver this shit? you know, because like the people he's trying to keep in his books, in good books with,
yes,
are for that fucking idea of, yes, like, yeah, these fuckers come here and they take our shit. You know what I mean? So how, it's like a thin line. It's like, how do I go out there and say something? Like, even the statement he put out was like, it's like, yeah, we condemn the attacks or whatever, but it's like, it wasn't that strong. Not, it's not like all. It's not like Julius Malema, the way he came out about, yeah, the situation.
Julius Malema came out the way the president should have come out.
Yeah.
The way the president should have come out is how Julius Malema came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, shame on you, South Africa. Shame on you.
Yeah.
It's just like, you niggas are taking this shit out, your frustrations out on what? The niggas who own the little shops in your fucking neighborhood?
Yeah.
When the richest people are still colonizers, people from the fucking outside, like, those, yeah, are the richest people.
Yeah.
In South Africa, it's white people.
Exactly.
And then you're mad at what? Because somebody has a job that you don't want to take. It's like the Americans got mad. It's like, oh, let's kill the fucking Mexican janitors. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, who's going to be the janitor? I was like, I'm not going to do that shit. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to clean toilets. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, what? You've killed all the fucking Mexicans.
Yeah. That's nuts.
The Mexicans shouldn't come here and clean the toilets. They shouldn't come here and open little shops and little shacks.
Yeah.
They shouldn't come here.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's like a bunch of, it's like, how many Zambians do you know who are MDs in South Africa?
Definitely fewer than white ones.
Yeah, obviously. Way fewer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, 80 or 70% of South African land is owned by like white people and Indians or something, yes, like that, right? And so it's like, you're literally taking your frustration out on people who, innocent people.
Innocent people.
Yeah, who are just there to try and make a living, right? Yeah. Which is what we're all doing. The concept of, you know, that United Africa thing needed to happen a long time ago, I feel like. In terms of, like, Africa being a country, Africa should have been a country, I feel like. You know what I mean? I think.
At which particular point, though?
I don't know. I don't know when, but it should have happened.
Maybe before white people. It would have, it before white people came down here.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's like, look, I don't think people in the United States are killing each other because they're from different states.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're from Texas?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Los Angeles niggas are just going nuts and killing people from Texas.
Fuck no.
It's like, wait, you're not a New Yorker? Fuck you. We're going to, yeah, kill you.
And I think that's the concept that people fail to understand. You know what I mean? Like, the United States, yes, is one country.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like, it's different states.
Yeah.
Zambia is a fucking state.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Malawi is a state. All of these, yeah, are different states. So like, what the states is, basically, what the United, it's the United States of America.
Yeah.
It's different portions that decided, you know what, we're going to be one.
Yeah.
Right? We're, yeah, going to, this is like, even investigations, when you talk about federal government, that's the whole government of the fucking United States of America.
Yeah.
That's why when you hear about, it's like, oh, look, there's, you can be charged by the CIA. Cool. You can be charged by the police. Cool. Right? But like, when you are getting charged for federal crime, it's a totally different thing. That means wherever you go, that shit will catch up with,
yeah,
you. It's,
yeah,
in the whole fucking United States.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the crazy thing of, I don't know why. That's why I say it's like, maybe when, before white people came down here, because white people are the ones who are like, oh shit, Belgium,
yeah, Belgium, we're gonna, Congo, take this portion.
I'm gonna take this portion. The whole Zaire is gonna be mine. Douchebag. Do you see how big fucking Zaire is, motherfucker? So the whole Congo is going to be mine.
Yeah,
and some other portions. That's my shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Cecil Rhodes is like, okay, look, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi.
This is our shit.
This is mine.
Yeah.
It's just like, you motherfuckers are going to come down here, all seven of you, and just share the fucking continent.
The audacity.
The audacity of fucking white people. And they're the ones who did this shit. I was like, oh, now, yeah. Now we got borders. Now we got, oh, yeah, South African, you're whatever.
Yeah.
But like, the fucked up thing is, it's like, you are not taking out your frustrations on white people.
You know, yeah, what I mean? Because essentially, they're the ones that created, yes, these borders.
Yes.
and all of that.
And you know, if there's a wealth gap in your fucking country, guess who's responsible? It's the white people.
Yeah.
Who ran shit before you got independence in 95? Just white people.
Yeah.
Just white people. Nobody else. You know what I mean? If they let you have some shit, they let you have it.
Yeah.
The little that you had was because they let you have it. They were like, okay, give him that.
Yeah. Did Nelson Mandela make a mistake?
Oh, yeah. People say that all the time.
Because it's like, look, they came, the white people came, took the land, segregated everyone, yeah, right? And then all they did was give you political freedom, but yeah, not economic freedom.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you control the politics, but we control the economy.
Yeah, we got the money still.
But still, politicians need money.
Yeah.
So essentially, you don't own your country.
You don't. I mean, like, look, you have a situation where, like, the Guptas are so rich.
They got too much money.
They got too much money. Apparently, they would even interview, like, this is obviously off the books, but, like, they would interview ministers of finance. They would be like, it's like, ah, no, who? It's like, you should hire this nigga. Okay, these are the potential candidates. It's like, we'll interview them. And keep in mind, they're not in power. They're not just, they just have money. They're just giving Zuma money.
They are in power.
You know what I mean? They are in power. Yeah. But like, you
that's
know,
the government that just never goes away.
Yeah.
Names would change, but they're just up there.
They're there.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo.
And that's why Julius Malema is a threat.
Yes, absolutely.
He's an absolute threat.
He's an absolute threat. Because he's going to fuck up shit.
Yeah. Because he recognizes that issue, yeah, you know. So for me, I don't know. It's like, look, Mandela's legacy is sealed. I think the portion that he got right was, let's not fucking attack him back.
Yeah.
Because that was just going to be crazy. Look at what happened to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, yo, it's your land. Go and just grab it. And niggas would just go in there, fucking kill everybody and yeah, take over the shit. But they don't even know how to run shit.
Yeah.
So then the shit just got fucked up.
Yeah.
They ruined it.
Ruined you know, it. Totally. Like ran the fucking country to the ground. And the thing is, it's like, look.
And sanctions, of course.
Yes. And the thing is, it's like with that whole shit with, you know, like I've been seeing the posts about, oh, RIP Robert Mugabe. It's like, nah, nigga. Nah, nigga. We've had this debate with Jazz Tash, Brown Sugar. You know, and I'm like, yo, this nigga's fucking douchebag. What you talking about? This is like, yes, he got the country independence. Absolutely. We respect that.
Yeah.
For a while, he ran it until he was like, okay, shit. Now I'm out of ideas. I've been in power for, what, 27 years. So what the fuck do I do? Niggas are like, yo, nigga, bounce. It's about time. You've been in power for fucking 27 years. Bounce. Go.
Yeah.
Right? Even the United States would be like, brah, when are you just...
When are you moving?
When are you moving? Right? And then it's like, I'm not moving. So what the fuck? It's like international pressure now. So it's like, what the fuck does he do? It's like, okay, no, let's go back to the land issue.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like now you're trying to appease people who actually fought for independence because they were still alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were still alive and they were like, yo, you promised us shit. We fought for shit, but like we don't have land. Where's the fucking land? And then he says, go get the land.
Yeah.
How?
He okayed it. Just he go okayed and take it.
And the thing is, it's like he didn't okay it like, oh, no, this is going through to parliament and this is how this is going to be done.
No.
And there's going to be gradual and in the next 15 years, you know.
With some dictatorship.
It was just go, yeah, get the land.
Go like, and take it.
So if I'm a poor farmer, I go take over 250 hectares. You know what I mean? And it's fucking cotton. What the fuck am I going to do with that shit? What do I know about cotton? Who do I sell the cotton to?
Yeah.
Who do I sell the cotton to, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you operate those big combine harvesters? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah, they had no idea how to run the shit.
And the thing is, it's like he did that shit. And for me, it's like it wasn't even about the people. It was about him staying in fucking power. That's where I lost respect for that man. I was like, this wasn't about people. This was about you and staying in power. And you used something. That was a real issue. You used something that was a real issue. And then you got it and then you fucking exploited that shit so that you could stay in power longer. Yeah. Nigga had to get booted out by his own nigga.
Yeah.
Your own niggas be like, bruh.
Your homie.
Like, bruh. It's time, bruh. Like, look, you're old,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bounce. the fuck do you want?
You know, I guess with him, I guess that story, a story's deep about him, you know, using that as a weapon. I know they tried I remember his interview that he did on that issue. It was like, yeah, it's all that. We just went and took it, whatever. What about the methods?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, nah, like, the guys just took it a little too far. Like, what did you expect? The guys, if you're going to go to a white family, they got a gun somewhere.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So how do you think they're going to just, you know, maneuver the place and shit? Like, they... But the way they did that shit was nuts.
This was nuts.
Yeah.
There was no order. There was no actual empowerment.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, for me, with him, it's like... The part that I liked was... the fact that he didn't agree with being bullied by, like, you know, superpowers and shit like that. It's like, hey, you're not going to bully us.
Yeah.
We're fucking Africans.
Yeah.
You know, this is our shit, whatever, right? So it's like that. Obviously, the methods were horrible. Like, obviously, don't go out. Like, don't kill people, whatever, right? But it's like the idea at the core of it is like, yeah, like, and this is... How do I explain this without sounding like I'm agreeing with the fucking shit that he did? What I'm trying to say is that at the core of it, it's like, okay, this land was taken away from us.
Yes.
Back then.
Yes.
And African land should, I think, just make sense for it to belong to the people of the land.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, methods were wrong. And he should have maneuvered that situation differently, definitely.
Yeah. But, like, you know what the problem is? Even when he was being interviewed by Christiane Amanpour.
Amanpour.
Yeah.
CNN.
You know, like, she was saying, it's like, but, like, how you did it, the process, you know, it's like it was wrong.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, this goes back. It's like the white people, we had an agreement that we would take back land. And he was like... No, this is the Lancaster Agreement. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. And then he mentioned it several times. And I'm like, okay. So this shit was agreed on paper. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you take back the land on paper? Fucking propose a bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, we're getting back land, but we're going to do it this way. Right?
Yeah.
Propose a bill. It's just like, which Zimbabwean is going to be like, nah, fuck it. We don't want to give back the land to the people that we already agreed to in this agreement.
Yeah.
That was gonna come back to the people of Zimbabwe anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna refuse that shit.
Of course.
Right? And the fact is, it's like, you don't have to be the one to spearhead that shit. Because if you're a true leader, you have a successor already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not a true leader until you have a successor. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So if you're a true leader, you have a successor. And you can be like, hey... Younger man, me, I'm bouncing. I'm retiring. Make sure this shit is fucking done.
Make sure
we have
done.
The same vision. This is the vision of the party. And now it's like, okay, we've done this. We've built roads. We did some shit. Infrastructure. People always tell you Zimbabwe looks better than Zambia.
Yeah.
Infrastructure.
Of course it does.
Yeah, better roads, whatever. You know what I mean? But like, it's like, okay, now we need to get back land. And we're going to do it in an orderly and fashionable manner so that, you know, the economy is not affected and whatever shit. All right?
Yeah.
After Zimbabwe got fucked up the way it got fucked up, they had $1 trillion notes and shit.
Oh, that right? was crazy.
What happened? They started coming to Zambia instead of going to South Africa.
Yeah.
Whose fault was that? And then now the South Africans are like, ah, it's too many fucking Zimbabweans and Nigerians here, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's fucking kill them. They're taking over our shit. But, like, they're running away from a fucked up situation that Robert Mugabe created.
Yeah, he created that issue.
He created that issue.
Yeah. So, going back to the Nelson Mandela argument, like, to me, I think the only thing that's changed is people are able to vote. You're able to go to wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
You have the right to do whatever you want to do. But the real... country is not run by black people. It's run by, you know, the people with the money will always they run the shit.
Yeah. But like, you know, like, I don't know how true it is or how false or whatever. But like, there's always been rumors of South Africans are lazy. Have you heard that shit?
I think most people are lazy in their own country. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I was talking to someone.
Foreigners say Zambians are lazy.
Really?
Yes.
Which foreigners say that? Fuck
like,
those foreigners.
Like the people that get here, like have a real conversation with them, they'll tell you your people are lazy. And I kind of agree with it.
Okay. I think
foreigners do more.
I think it depends where you work. Mm. You know what I mean? I think it depends where you work.
Okay.
For me.
Like,
but like, look, example. If you're a foreigner and you're fucking Chinese, right? Obviously, Chinese are workaholics. But like, if you're Chinese and then you got these niggas building roads, I don't think there's any like Zambians just lazing the fuck around. You know what I mean? It's like they're doing their shit. You know?
I mean, like, think about, like, the general but work culture.
The general work culture, for me, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it depends where you work. Government institutions.
That's the perfect example.
Perfect example, yes.
Of serious laziness.
Most people are lazy.
90% of people in that joint
are
lazy as shit.
Yeah, I was talking to someone. She's South African, you know what I mean? And she was saying, basically, like, people are lazy. Is this loud enough?
They want jobs, but they don't want to work. They don't want people to open stores here, but they're not willing to work in the stores themselves. Or at least sell at the prices that other people are selling at. They're going to put the prices up. They want service delivery, but they don't want to pay tax. They want electricity, but they don't want to pay for electricity. This is what's going on in South Africa, and it's ridiculous. If I could show you what's going on here, the price of electricity, half, especially where I stay, half of the people don't pay for electricity. In a squatter camp, it's all illegal connections. Wow. No one pays for electricity. So we have to carry the burden of everyone. Basically, I get half a unit for a rand. So if I buy 200 rands electricity, I get 100 units. And it used to... I think it used to be 2 units a rand. It's skyrocketed. And like the price of petrol is ridiculously expensive. But if you go to Botswana, it's much cheaper there. And the worst is Botswana gets their petrol from South Africa. Everything, like DSTV. We checked, other countries pay half the price for DSTV than we do. We are taxed on everything because everyone wants things for free. So I don't know whether they're in poverty or not. They want shit for free. And it's affecting the few honest people there are because we are being overtaxed. But yeah. Oh, the other day I saw, like, my boss is originally from Lesotho. So he went to go and renew his license disc. He pays 130 rand to renew his license disc, where I paid 580 rand to renew my license disc. It's South Africa is, one way or another, it's going to have to fall to get back up again. People need to change their mentality. They cannot get everything for free. So burdening the rest of us, like, it's basically a handful of people carrying the whole country and the rest just want shit for free.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's what it is. And this is a South African saying this shit.
Wow. What? That's crazy.
They want free shit.
That's crazy.
So like, you go there, right? And what you want to do? You want to work your fucking ass off.
Of course.
And you're like, shit, this is a better economy, you know what I mean? It's like, shit, I might be fucking interviewing Bonang at some point, you know what I mean? But I gotta work my ass off. But like, other niggas want free shit. And she said, it's like, it doesn't matter whether they're rich or they're poor. They just want free shit because they're South African.
Is this because of the colonization thing? So it's like, oh, we got colonized. We went through a lot of shit.
So like,
we need to enjoy life.
We're in power now. Give us shit. Give a shit. You know what I mean?
That's a crazy mentality.
Yeah.
Do you think Zambians were like that earlier in the day, right after independence?
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like for some reason, like with the way my parents described it, I feel like it was very rosy during that time.
People were having a whole lot of fun, huh?
People were having a lot of fun. Mm. My dad was approached by Standard Chartered Bank when he was in high school.
Hmm.
When he was in high school. So he went straight from high school to Standard Chartered Bank.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. That's what would happen. It's like if you had good grades and shit, all just like the bank is headhunting in high school. So he went from high school straight to fucking...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense because, you know, education, you know, was restricted back in the day, so.
Yeah.
And obviously the banks.
Smart people, smart kids, whatever. So, like, yeah, my dad went straight from high school straight to the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, so he was working at 19.
Oh, dope.
He was in a bank at 19.
Oh, he was probably doing some crazy shit, bro, running the streets crazy
22,
shit. 22,
you know what I mean? he's just like.
When did he get married? How old was he?
My dad got married, what? 70 what? 70 something.
Mm.
70 something. 70 somebody. That's when they got married. I'm not sure about the year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure about the year. Forget.
I think a 19, if I was getting a shitload of money at the age of 19.
Yeah.
I'd probably be going crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, look, that's why it's like, that time, I think he had his first house in Luansha when he was like 25.
Oh, dope.
You know what I mean? Dope. Was married, had one kid at that particular point, whatever. You know, like, he was just, it was good. Dude, your bosses are white people straight from Britain. You know what I mean? Like, it was just easy, go lucky. He was playing rugby. You know, he used to play for Diggers. Go Diggers. Diggers is still there in Luansha and all of that. Still a big team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In, on the Copper Belt. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, shit like that, man.
But, yeah, you know, with South Africans, it's just... the crazy thing is, like, it would be justifiable if... Okay, not the killings are not justifiable.
Not at all.
Right? But I'm just saying, like, if... Let me just say the outrage, right, of if, let's say, foreigners, let's say, right, went there, like, let's say Zimbabweans went to South Africa and dominated, like, the like a simple business that South Africans are able to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's say
maybe, teaching.
What's that?
Teaching.
Yeah, yeah, maybe teaching. Or let's say they own all the chicken business.
Yeah.
Black people love chicken, so it's like, oh, Zimbabweans have the biggest companies with like that run chicken whatever businesses, or even like let's say like the lady, I don't know, like if there's simple shit that South Africans can do and it's dominated by foreigners,
that's a problem.
That should be an issue. Yes. Because and also if it's like if it's in companies, let's say I would like to think because of what your friend told you, South African companies probably don't want to hire South Africans.
That was the next voice note, actually, where she was saying that the school she works for actually stopped hiring mostly South Africans because it's like what they would do is it's like, the number one, they were very laissez-faire attitude towards work. So they would get there to the school, and it's basically like a high school from like grade 5 to grade 12, right? And then the thing is, like, they would hire the South Africans, right? And then the South African, because they're at the school now, they're getting a stable job, would go to school, right? Soon as he gets his degree, gone, working for the government. And then this was something that was being repeated over and over and over and over again. But, like, if you have a school, you don't want people just coming and going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you want some stability. So she was saying, so it's like they started hiring people from other countries, so those are like Lesotho, Swaziland, because they're more stable, they're more dependable, they work harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like it makes better sense because she was saying it's like I think 30-40% of the staff is foreign.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It will be a problem if, again, another scenario, if the government is issuing out like tenders or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that South Africans can do, and they still went on and gave it to like foreigners. That's an issue.
That's an issue.
That's something you can go out and march about.
Yes.
which should actually be the case here, I think. Like, yeah. You know, because it's like, okay, you're telling me there's no Zambian construction company that's able to do some shit.
They're there.
They're there, right?
They're there. There's an actual organization that oversees, you know, like I forget what it's called, but it's an actual not organization, like a body basically that, you know, encompasses all of these guys, contractors, whatever, small, medium, whatever. There's actually a body that looks into that. But the thing is, it's like it's also got issues. This was on the news today, and it's kind of like, you know, your members got jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Got jobs from AVIC to do an airport, I think, on the Copperbelt or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like the body doesn't know who got the jobs and how they got the jobs and how they got the contracts, because it's like $17 million worth of work that needs to be done. But like, they're like, oh, no, how? Who are these people? And they're saying they are from our organization, but, but they're not. So, I don't know if he's the chairman or whatever it is. He's basically just saying, it's like, look, they've probably just given it to, like, government head honchos, people who are using the name. It's like, oh, no, like, yeah, it's this same people from this organization, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Because it's like, look, if it was our people, I would know about it. Because we would have seen the contracts, we would have seen the tenders and all of these different things.
Yeah.
But like, we haven't seen shit. But like, they're saying, no, we've given these guys business worth $17 million.
Wow. How did that go down?
How did that go down? That was his question. How did that go down? And we have no idea that this is happening.
Wow.
We're just told about it. No, AVIC says, it's like, no, there's given contracts to these guys worth $17 million.
Damn. That was in the news today.
Today. So the contractors are there, but like, there's also some ghost contractors.
It's like all these institutions are just like, you know, haunted houses, man. It's just ghosts somewhere. Yeah. Like, just some shit, bro. You know, because I remember like even this past week, like if we're talking about ghosts, I think it was like, I think in Chinsali or something, there were like 70 ghost workers.
There you go.
They're on the payroll, but they're not there.
They're not there.
They don't work so there. They're getting
that money.
Yeah.
Somebody gets paid.
There you go.
Yeah. It's wild.
70. I would understand if there's like 2 or 3. No. But 70?
But like, these numbers come out nuts all the time. It's just like there's thousands of ghost workers in
there. Damn.
Thousands.
You're getting free money.
Free money. Free money. I know somebody who once started getting free money, right? And basically, what happened is she applied for a job somewhere, right, on the Copperbelt, and then got accepted, and then she couldn't go, she couldn't travel, because she got tied down to situations down here, right? And then, you know, she called them and she was like, "Okay, look, I can't take the job." This is in the government, keep in mind.
Yeah.
I can't take the job. They were like, okay, look, write a letter, send it to us. She wrote a letter, sent. But like, keep in mind, she's already on the payroll at this particular time. Yeah. She was confirmed.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no, just report for 1 week and explain your situation. She's like, nah, I can't even travel.
Yeah. Right?
Fuck it. I can't travel. But like, okay, write a letter. Wrote the letter, sent. Bah! 25th. Money hit the account. It's like, okay, so what do we do now?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, went back, called them, wrote a letter. No, write another letter. Da 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 da. Wrote another letter. Pew, sent it. The next month,
still got money.
25th, still got money.
Wow. So how long did this go on for?
I think about 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
So later on, she just decided, you know what, this might get me in trouble.
So she wasn't touching the
money.
She
went and just, because it's like she went to the actual offices here in Lusaka, told them, it's like, look, this is what's happening, blah, 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 blah. They were like, okay, no, just right there. No, why don't you want to go? It's a government job. You know, everybody wants a government job. It's a government job. You should just go. And then she was like, I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot, you know. So end of the day, she just decided to close her account.
Wow.
Here in Lusaka.
That's like, the only way she could stop the money from hitting her account. So somebody's probably getting that money then.
Probably someone is getting that money, because it's like that money is sent.
Yeah.
Right? unless they get a thing, it's like, oh, no, it bounces. And then the person who notices that it bounces is like, ho, 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 what do I do?
This money been bouncing for yes. a while.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, with the issue in SA, people saying boycott South African products, what yeah. do you think of that?
I think it's not sustainable. You know what I mean? Like,
we get too many things from yeah, that joint.
If, like, look, if you're going to do something, it's you better be sure about it, number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You better make sure that you can go through with it, all right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, like, on a lighter note, somebody was like, oh, Hungry Lion is also South African. Niggas were like, yo!
That's nuts.
You know, you can't fuck around too much with that Hungry Lion, you know what I mean? But, like, it's South African. It's under ShopRite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, think about it. Think about going shopping and you don't go to ShopRite.
Yeah, where do you go?
You just, you want to, you've got 30 kwacha and you want to eat something that will fill you up for a good time. No Big Bite 2. There's no Big Bite 2, bro. Yeah. No Apple Max on the side. Nothing. Huh? You have to go to Food Lovers, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Give you grapes for 30 kwacha.
Dude. Isn't that also South African anyway?
That's South African too, you know what I mean? But, like, all I'm saying is, like, look, it has to be something sustainable that you can go for. Like, if you decide to do it, hey, if you're one of those, I'm just like, do I empathize? Do I sympathize with what's happening with the attacks? Yes, but, like, do I legit feel like, you know? Like,
yeah, but then again, I think if you want to, like, make some change, like, imagine if every country in the world said we're not getting shit from South Africa.
Yeah.
That'll fuck them up.
That'll fuck them up nicely.
Yeah. Nicely. And then that will feel like shit won't change there until something as drastic
as that.
As that. Maybe not that specifically.
Yeah, but like.
But something needs to.
Something needs
has
to
happen for people and, like, and, oh, we're getting messed up here.
Because I think the last number of times it's happened, nothing has happened. Nobody has said, you know, boycott South African stuff, you know, or, you know, raid their shit. You know, we didn't have any students protest.
Yeah.
You know, like the way they did, you know. Nigerians were burning down, you know, MTN towers.
That was crazy, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Raiding MTN stores in Congo, I think, I don't know if it's, what store is that? Mr. Price MRP was actually looted.
Whoa.
Yeah, looted. Niggas are running out with clothes and shit.
Yeah, you know with some fresh gear and
with some fresh gear. Well, like, the thing is, it's like you're looting, man. Like, you might find yourself in the women's section.
You're just grabbing
shit. Because it's like, I would be pissed off if I stole like 5 shoes and then none of them fit. None of them. Because it's like you're looting. You're not like, it's like size 7? Is this size 7? You know what I'm saying? You're just grabbing shit. You know what I mean?
No, but if I was going to loot to Mr. Price shop, I know exactly where I'm going, nigga.
There you go.
I know what I'm grabbing.
I mean,
okay.
Like, it's like, it's kind of like if I had to loot game stores, you know what I mean? I'm going for the electronics, bro. Like,
what are you going to carry, bro?
PlayStations, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking PlayStation 4s. What the fuck are you talking about? My TV is okay. It's just like, it's not the dopest TV, but it's a bit old and shit. But like, it's good enough, still HD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Sony Bravia and all of that shit. So I'm cool. TV size. All right?
Yeah.
My house is a little bit too small for anything bigger than that anyway. You know what I mean? That's trash
if you're going to carry like a 50-inch TV. Nah, like, where are you going to take that?
Where am I going to take that?
You're going to drop it. Crack something.
Fuck it up and shit.
Yeah.
So like, just, you know, portable size PlayStations, man. I'm good.
Yeah.
Get 4 or 5 of them bitches. sell them and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Sell those $3,000 a pop and I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's like I looted that shit, man. Like, fuck it.
There you go. Looted PlayStations.
Yeah, man.
All right. But yeah, all in all, we hope the shit comes to an end. And AKA won't be coming to Rocktober, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Canceled that. Because you don't know what the hell is going to go down.
You don't know.
Yeah. You might think shit has died down.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then somebody just does something crazy. Like,
yeah.
Because that's the thing. With us, we wait till somebody does something for us to,
yeah,
to act crazy.
You might find that you have like 6 UNSA students and they're high. And they're high. And then they do some shit. And then like other niggas decide, do some shit.
It could
shit.
Be a riot. It could be a stampede. Yeah. It could be crazy. And it's just crazy, like, hey, just to be on the safer side.
Nah, for real.
For we love them, but you know.
Yeah. In tying that shit, you know, the whole xenophobic attacks and whatever. Benas.
Oh, my goodness.
Banda.
I think you already know how I feel about, you know, his behavior. I don't hate him.
Tweeted, right, when all of these attacks were happening, tweeted.
Oh, my goodness.
That he would rather die in South Africa. Rather die fucking Santon.
What is he dealing with, bro?
He would rather die that side than come back to, than die here in this country where it's full of haters.
Wow. I think something's going on with him. And you know what? Like, his uncles or something, they gotta sit him down and have a real conversation with him. Because I think when he grows older, when he becomes a man, he would look back at all this shit. I know he retracted the statement or whatever, right? He retracted
that shit. Fuck retracting the statement.
But you felt like that. You knew exactly what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And look, we've had conversations about dude on this podcast. Yeah. I've been nicer about him than Chrome's has.
Yeah, I've been telling you. Nigga's childish as shit.
But like right now, it's like, fuck that nigga. Nah, for real. For real.
I've been saying that.
Nah, like, fuck that nigga. Because it's like, look, you'd rather die in fucking Santon? Shit, I hope you die in fucking Santon.
That's just where you're at now. Right?
Ah! Like, do you know how, like, bruh.
People are dying, and that's what you're thinking
Americans,
about. That's crazy.
Americans are still fucking collecting bodies from fucking Vietnam. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, people died in this country, and we want to bury them in our fucking country. They could have been like, it's like, yo, fuck that shit. Happened in the fucking 60s. Forget about it. You know what I mean? But they're like, it's like the pride of the American is like, there's no way an American would die in another fucking country and we leave them to be buried there. Fly them back. And they were fighting for our freedom?
Yeah.
Cool. Benas is not fighting for anybody's freedom. Maybe just his economic freedom, right? My fucking thing is, it's like, people are dying while you're saying this shit. There are people who are worried in fucking Nigeria that what's happening with my cousin.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's female. She might get raped by a South African and then get fucking her head cut off with a fucking machete. And then you're like, I'd rather fucking die here.
Yeah.
Because what? You have a job in South Africa that you got 2 fucking months ago.
He had a South African flag on his shit. On his account. What are you doing?
Who fucking educated you?
Oh, my goodness.
It's just like, how ignorant of a prick do you have to be? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
look, I really think he's going through something, bro.
What? Fucking puberty?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's something emotional.
You either have to be the smallest minded person, because it's like, for me, that whole, it's like, oh, they hate. It's like, who hates you, nigga? What? Niggas on your fucking timeline? Niggas on your fucking timeline talk shit. You base your fucking existence in a fucking country on your fucking timeline. Like, that's your basis of saying some shit like that. Your fucking Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Like, I looked at that shit. And the thing is, it's like, I looked at that shit once, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, this nigga. And then I went and then I read it again. And then I read it again.
You thought about
and then
it,
I was
right?
like, you would rather die. So keep in mind, right? South Africa is burning outside. Niggas are hacking motherfuckers. And then I go there with a fucking chopper on Bernice's roof, right, and be like, yo, Benas, niggas are about to land inside and
get
fucking
to
kill
chopper.
You let's go back to Zed exit. Yeah. He's like, I'd rather die here.
When you put it like that, that's so fucked up.
And that's just like, I would rather die here.
Yeah,
he would rather face a fucking machete to the fucking throat than come back to this country.
Yeah.
Why? Because niggas talk shit about you on fucking Facebook and Twitter. Fucking die in Santon. Fucking die.
I've been telling you, it's a little childish. But then the thing is, it's like I just don't get why somebody would go and say something like that. Like, look, that's so insensitive.
Zambia is not perfect. We're going through our bullshit. You know what I mean? Obviously. Yeah. Right? But like, I don't think I'd ever say I'd rather die in another country than be in Zambia. You know what I mean? Like, yo. Yo, that's a heavy fucking statement, bro.
Yeah. So cancel them.
I'll cancel that motherfucker. Die in Santa, bro. And it's like, yo, and when you die in Santa, don't get flown back here, bro.
Yeah, get buried over there.
Get buried over there, because it's like, we'll meet you at the border and we'll fuck you up. Your coffin.
I think he's really just like, he's annihilated himself out here in these streets. If there was any, like, I think a lot of people feel the way you feel now.
Yeah, man.
Because it's like, okay, we know he's kind of talented, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's going to get opportunities out there and, but like, okay, yeah, if he wins, that'd be great. But now it's just like, oh, we don't even give a fuck what you do now, bro.
Nah, not at all.
Like, we're done, bro.
Not at all.
Like, this is, nah.
It's cool.
Do your thing.
Cool.
In fact, don't even visit.
Don't even visit. Stay that side. Stay that side.
Because if you're gonna go as far as saying that shit, means you're done. You're not coming back here.
You're not coming back.
Yeah.
You're not coming back. All right? It will be a different situation if you were in the States and then you were a fucking U.S. citizen. You got married to an American woman and you're a U.S. citizen now. All right? And then you're saying, it's like, I'd rather die here because you're a fucking U.S. citizen.
He doesn't even have citizenship over there.
He doesn't have citizenship
over there.
He
could get deported.
He could get deported, bro. He could get accused of rape and then be like, oh, look at what these Querequeres are doing. It's like, fucking deport him back to his country.
Yeah. He hasn't thought about that.
And then it's like, who's going to hire you here? It's like, oh, you're
the one that was talking shit.
And come back to Zambia? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. I think, you know, the reason why I'm not saying too much is because I think I've said my piece. And the last time I was being accused of being
too
like,
harsh?
Yeah, like I was maybe I have a personal issue with him. I don't have a personal issue with him. Like, it's just, dude is just,
he has a personal issue with himself.
Yeah.
He needs to take it up. Like, he needs to look in the mirror and have a conversation, a deep conversation
with himself,
if he can be able to do that.
Yeah. I wonder what niggas like that see when they look in the mirror, bro.
I don't know, man. It's like, oh, look, I'm light-skinned.
That's
some
it.
Some shit like that.
All right, so let's close off with this one here. What is this? Piquet Shala.
Piquet Shala.
Finally getting a tombstone.
Yeah, after how many years? When did Piquet Shala die?
Dude.
When did Piquet Shala die?
That's the thing. I'm just like, wait a minute. This is when we're giving this guy a tombstone?
Yes. A Zambian legend. Zambian legend.
Fam, he died in 1995. That's how many years? That's like 23 years later? 24 years later? That's when we're giving him a tombstone? Yeah.
Like, people who were born...
You fucking kidding me, bro?
People who were born in 95 got jobs and finished college.
Yeah.
And virginity's broken.
Some of them got children.
Some of them
got
children.
Most likely got children.
Yeah.
And wow. That's when we're giving him a tombstone. Are you kidding me? That means where even the other joints, the other legends don't have tombstones then.
No.
Didn't he make money? What about the family? Why didn't they?
That's the thing. It's just like,
I got questions about this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, the musicians around, even just the guys in the industry, didn't think that would be fair. This is like, he's like an iconic musician.
Yes.
In this country. His legacy will never die.
It will never die.
100 years from now, people will talk about him.
Yes.
Right? And
I mean, it's Piquet Shala on the Bemba side, on the... On the Nyanja side, if you want to call it that, you have Pongos.
Pongos, yeah. Those are like, those are two of the most recognizable figures in Zambian music history.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you telling me? It's like Elvis Presley only getting a tombstone now.
Now.
It's like, what about the people? Okay, maybe his family was broke. Because, you know, that's a common Zambian story when it comes to entertainment, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But like, okay, what about the guys he used to hang out with?
Anybody.
Like, if I died tomorrow, y'all would not put a fucking tombstone on my shit? I know, right?
That'd be fucked up.
You fucking serious? Like, for real? Come on, bro. Come on. Like, he is referenced too many times for people not to care that like much. That.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, man.
That is nuts.
Bananas. Look,
I don't know.
Sometimes that's why I feel like, you know, like, yeah, you know, yeah, we'll dance to the music and whatever, whatever. But like, sometimes we don't celebrate our heroes the way we're supposed to.
No, we don't.
You know what I mean? We don't. I mean, like, look, Elvis died when? And people still talk about him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? People still dress up as Elvis on fucking Halloween and shit. You know, he's still considered the king of rock.
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll. And the thing, it's like, yo, Elvis still makes money till this day.
Yeah.
And he's been dead for how long? You know?
Bob Marley making money in his grave.
Bob Marley is still making money in his grave, you know? That's why I say, it's like, look, I was even talking about this. It's like, where's Pickett Shaller's music? Like, where can you find it? Can you stream it somewhere? And then, you know, the money you use to stream, you know, goes to his family or some shit. Somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody. You could even be a company that just manages that shit, right?
Yeah.
Gives a portion to the family. Like, maybe you say 20% of whatever is streamed, or 40% to be fair.
I think you can find his music on Deezer. Yeah, his shit is online.
Shit is online.
Just found it.
Okay.
Yeah, but who owns this music?
Who owns it? Who owns it?
You can't find his whole catalog, though.
That's the thing.
The one that you find is, remember they released an album with a collection of his hits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was even in Sounds Arcade. Or whatever. Like, that's the one that you can find online.
Okay.
But the other shit, you can't find that shit. You know what I mean?
That's a damn shame, bro. But like, the fact that he's so only sad. Getting a tombstone now is extremely sad.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's good that he's gotten the tombstone now, but like, to think about it, it's like, he died in 1995 and then he's only getting a tombstone now.
Yeah.
Bruh.
That's fucked up.
That's messed up. It's messed up.
That's super fucked up. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Wow. Bruh. All right. That's how we're going to end this shit, man.
That's how we're going to end this shit.
It's a fucking sad note. Yo, Zappians are savages, bro.
Too much.
You just like I said, like, this is one of the most referenced person in history.
Yeah.
In Zambia music history.
Yeah.
He only getting a tombstone now.
Yeah.
Like, are they sure that's his grave? You know what I mean? That's the next question.
That's the next question.
Is that him?
That's
under
the next
there?
Question.
Or did somebody just be like, I think it's this one.
Yeah.
Because if something hasn't had a tombstone
in
24 years.
Yeah. But apparently there's, like, the people who work at the graveyards know how to, like, you know what I mean?
Find
a graveyard of a specific person.
Really?
Yeah, they know how to
do that. Each grave has a number.
Yes, it's got a number. So they know how to do that. I remember a friend of ours, Jane. Jane was actually looking for a gravesite for one of her relatives. I don't know if it's her dad or I've forgotten. But, like, she went, she actually traveled, and it was in Dola or Kabul.
She didn't have the number of the grave.
I don't know about the number, but, like, I think she had the name.
Mm.
So when she went there, she spoke to somebody, and he tried to look. I think they tried to look for, like, 2 days, couldn't find it. But the man was very nice, very kind, very courteous. It's like, he kept on looking. So, like, 2 weeks later, he called her, and it's like, no, I found it.
Mm.
I found it. I found the actual site. And showed us, like, this is, like you said, the numbers and the names and the year, all of those things.
Yeah.
So, like, it should be here. And that was that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I guess if they're able to find a grave of somebody, like,
And
then, like, random, like, maybe
random person,
some person who wasn't famous.
Yeah.
Somebody who's famous, I'm pretty sure they'd be like, you know.
I guess so. And I'm thinking, like, since it's Pickett Shaller, maybe his grave site is visited a number of times. I'm thinking, maybe.
And then they only thought of putting a tombstone now. All right, guys. All right, man. That's the episode for this week.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Episode 47.
Episode 47, man.
Yeah. Are we sure? About, we're sure this
about,
time, right?
About to hit 48.
Yeah. About to hit 50. This, so on the 15th, yeah, I think the next episode would be during the week when we started this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
First episode we put out was 15th of September, so yeah, it's going to be a special one for us.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, so that's our episode for this week. Make sure that you subscribe to the platform that you're listening to this on. You know, make sure that you leave a comment or review as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're outie.
Outie.